I understand we had some problems with the United flight last week, and they had to issue a Mayday call.
Yeah, and the press made a big deal of it because, you know, it was a Boeing aircraft, and oh my gosh, it was a 787. So, but these engine issues happen all the time. But if you've got an airplane that's taking off and they have an issue with a malfunctioning engine, Tony, you know, they'll shut it down and they declare sometimes an emergency, sometimes issue a Mayday. Bottom line is that they'll turn around, come back and land on that one good engine and taxi back to the gate and kind of go from there. But when you've got an aircraft that's issuing a Mayday distress call in some people's minds, then, oh my gosh, everybody's life is in danger. And that's really not the case. But I understand why sometimes that the press will get a little bit overly excited about this kind of stuff. But, you know, if they could see the number of these that we have in the course of a week where an aircraft has a malfunctioning engine where they've got to, you know, address it. Yeah, this kind of stuff happens all the time, and I don't want to minimize anybody's anxiety on that plane. But the bottom line is that it's not really a story because, you know, these things happen all the time. The crews are trained. You can fly coast to coast on one engine. So as long as that other engine's working, you should be in very good shape.
Yeah, I was thinking a couple of weeks ago we talked about this very thing and the fact that you are still perfectly safe with that one engine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, yeah, easy for you and I to wave at them from the ground saying it's going to be okay. But the bottom line is, you know, seeing the number of occurrences. Plus, I've been around crews where this has happened, and they've been on the radio calling us saying they're coming back because of an engine malfunction. It's like, hey, we forgot to pick up the milk. They're coming back. It's like no big deal. That's what these men and women are trained to do, and they do a very good job.
We had a problem with some parents leaving on vacation with a passport problem, and you noted their solution ignited social media around the world.
Yeah, this is a family, mom, dad, child headed to the airport, excited in Spain. They're going on vacation, and they find out that the 10-year-old, Tony, has an expired passport. He's going to need a travel visa. Well, it's too late to do anything about it. The vacation must go on, so mom and dad jump on the flight and leave. The 10-year-old is still at the airport. See you later, Junior. They left their 10-year-old behind because, of course, the vacation is the most important thing in the world. Now, they called some relatives, and I guess the thought was eventually they would get to the airport and, I guess, somehow, you know, find the son and that kind of stuff. But the story's gone viral for all the obvious reasons, and that's one of the reasons you'll never hear me utter the words, such arrogant words. I've seen it all. I mean, what an asinine thing to say, because you never want to minimize what people will do. I've seen people leave animals behind at the airport, which is just a heart-wrenching story. When they find out there's an additional fee, they can't pay it, and they let the dog go, and they go get on the plane and leave. That's horrific. To do it with a 10-year-old child is beyond my ability to even comprehend. The story's gone viral for all the obvious reasons. I wish I knew what kind of legal problems this Spanish, I don't even call them parents, but that they might face. But, you know, most of us wouldn't let our 10-year-old go to the bathroom by themselves, let alone leave them behind at an airport so we could go on vacation. I mean, obviously it was, you know, obviously the 10-year-old's fault that he didn't have, a valid passport. So, yeah, let's leave him behind. It's ridiculous. It's just, I cannot understand the thought process of somebody leaving their child behind.
When one would think that parents would make sure that their kids' passports were up to date anyway.
Or they might think an expired one's going to be okay. Because I've seen that before where they think, well, he was issued one. It's obviously him. But, you know, the passports for children are normally issued for like a shorter period of time, like 5 years, where ours as adults might be 10 years. So they may have been thinking it'll be okay. We'll work it out at the airport. Who knows? But it just, yeah, a lot of things here that just defy my ability to comprehend. But, you know, getting on an airplane, saying you're going to go have a good time, knowing your 10-year-old's at the airport by themselves, I just don't get it. So, yeah, this story's gone viral for all the obvious reasons. And, you know, hopefully these people are shamed into whatever. And I hope there's some legal issues that the man and woman have to deal with.
I would think there certainly should be. Jay, any hub delays we need to be concerned about today?
We've got some weather that's kind of giving us some issues in Dallas right now. Atlanta and Charlotte could see some issues. I think most of the woes are going to be southern woes today. The rest of the country, though, should be in pretty good shape today.
Jay, thank you so much, as always, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you, sir.